This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Northwestern hasn't either. Northwestern has clinched the Big Ten West Division with their 14-10 win at Iowa, led by this man, their helmsman, their quarterback. I believe he is in his 11th year quarterbacking the Northwestern Wildcats. He is Clayton Thorson with us on The Score. Clayton, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Wonderfully. Obviously, the celebration, I don't know if you caught it, we played some of the celebration when you guys were made aware that the West was yours and that it was won. Did no one know? Was that really the first time that you guys had been told that after the ballgame?
Yeah, that was the first time we were told that. We were just focused down on winning, and obviously that was just the icing on the cake after the big win there in Iowa City.
How long has it really taken for you to recover from your knee injury? You know, being okay enough to play is different than really feeling that everything's you again. And you know, any of us have gone through a knee reconstruction. As it was explained to me, my orthopedist used the term gestalt to describe the knee. He said it's more than the sum of its parts. There are things that go on in there in a remodeling that even the best doctors don't really understand. And it's very personal for each person that goes through it. Is it there yet, even?
I don't know when it will, or if it is, or when it's there specifically. The doctors have always just kept saying, you're just going to keep getting better and better as time goes on. And that's how I felt this season. Every week I feel better and better. Even taking shots, it just continues to feel better, which is really encouraging. And, I've gained so much confidence in it over the season. But I just think back to even that Purdue game and where I'm at right now, just how I'm feeling with it. And it's just night and day. And so I just continue to get better each week, and so that's what I'll continue to have to do.
How have you worked with your coaches, with your teammates, as the offense has had to be reworked? You guys have had some obviously big changes at running back over the course of the year. The running game itself has, I think, probably had to been reworked. How's it been being at the center of all of that?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I love, figuring out ways to best use the guys on our team and figuring out ways that we're going to win and beat a defense. Throughout the week, our coaches are always talking with us and different ideas, things we're going to put in. And so I think we've started to find our groove a little bit and figure out how our running backs run best and different things that work for us. So, it's fun being in there and being a captain and having to lead these guys. It's been a great year so far, and we got a lot of ball left to play.
That was such a catch by Skoranek, too, in the back of the end zone, and I wasn't sure. In real speed, I saw it. I went, wait a second, I think he caught it. And then the fact that they didn't just say the call stands, they said the call is confirmed, giving that extra bit of emphasis on just what a play that was. What's running through your mind as you're calculating where to put that ball and whether you thought he could close the distance?
Yeah, I was just trying to put it up there for him to catch it, really, anywhere. He's got a big reach, and so I know I just got to give him a chance, and he's got a much better odds of coming down with it. You saw earlier in the game, just throwing it up to him on a go route, just kind of late, but knowing that either he's going to come down with the ball or he's going to get a call. And so he's a great receiver. I didn't really think it was a catch at first either. I tried not to celebrate, tried to get ready for the next play. And then they said it was a touchdown. So it was pretty sweet. Amazing, amazing play by him.
Northwestern quarterback Clayton Thorson on the Bernstein and McKnight show here for a few minutes. Can you, Clayton, I wonder how best you can take us inside your team and inside the conversations that happened September 30th. That's the day after a loss to Duke, a loss to Akron, and then a loss to Michigan, three in a row. And you guys have bounded back and taken a Big Ten West. How closely can you take us inside what was talked about?
Yeah, there was a lot of, players-only meetings and guys really coming together. And, we knew we had a lot of talent, and, we let that one against Akron get away from us. And against Michigan, we knew we were playing a really good team. But at the same time, we felt like, we could have come out on top and, And credit to them, they kept battling back and came back and won the game, and they deserved to win that game. So, but we knew we had a good team, and so we just decided we got to stay together. We're not going to be pointing fingers here. We're going to stay together, and we're going to get this thing done. And credit to everyone in this locker room. That's what we've done, and so I'm just so proud to be a part of this team and these guys here.
Are your studies wrapped up now? Are you a grad student? Where are you relative to the coursework that's still left?
So instead of taking grad school, I decided to leave one class from kind of undergraduate, actually. So I graduated in June, technically, but just left one class to do now. And so I'm taking one class on, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays for an hour. So pretty good deal right now.
Is it what, woodworking?
Ballroom or dancing?
Yeah, what is it?
It's called personal development.
How's that coming along for you, Clayton?
It's great. It is awesome.
Really developing as a person, I think.
For an hour, 2 days a week, that is the way to walk out your senior year, man.
Yeah, it sure is.
What's your favorite part of the new facilities? Like, literally, your favorite one thing, the place you go, the room you're in, the feature that's got you the most geeked.
I just love our quarterback room. You know, we never had a quarterback meeting room before, and so now we got these comfy chairs and, you know, access to unlimited film. And so that's all I really need. That's where I spend most of my time, and so I love that place.
How much NFL football do you watch, and how much do you think about what's next?
I try to watch a little bit of a few games every day, or every Sunday, excuse me. I like watching the Bears, but I also like NFL Red Zone. So I'll turn it on here and there. But, you know, a lot of times on Sundays we're preparing for our next game. But in terms of, you know, the NFL, I just, you know, thankfully that the only thing that really matters in helping me get there is producing here. And so that's allowed me to focus a lot on what's going on right now, right in front of me.
We are talking with Northwestern quarterback Clayton Thorson. The Northwestern Wildcats have clinched the Big Ten West Division title with their win at Iowa and some fortuitous losses around the division. I loved what Pat Fitzgerald said yesterday, like the coachiest coach stuff about, even though you technically don't need to beat Minnesota and Illinois for this upcoming championship game against likely either Michigan or Ohio State, he said teams are designed to do their best to try to win and do everything they can do to win games. And I don't think he could have said it any better. He didn't come off like some kind of ranting meatball as some of these coaches do. It was just, a very well-explained way of saying you're in the business of preparing a certain way and with certain expectations. Are you feeling that now as you're getting into the preparation for the next game, even though everybody knows it's already salted away? Is it still a way that players can convince themselves, yeah, we got to have this one?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I remember how we played up there 2 years ago and how they whooped us. They're a really good team. They just beat up on a good Purdue team as well. But yeah, coach is exactly right. We're so focused on this game that, you know, we're not even thinking about, you know, Indy right now, but we know that's coming up and we know we got to prepare that way. Like you said, having a championship mindset. And, Nate Hall said it really well. He said, champions win. And so that's all we're focused on right now.
Clayton, you're going to start your 50th straight game against Minnesota. I wonder, and not a lot of college, I mean, the guy quarterbacking the Bears, Mitchell Trubisky, had 13 college starts. You're approaching 50.
That's a lot of football to play for free, man. Wow.
Do you... If you could go back and talk to Clayton Thorson before he makes his first college football start, what would you tell him?
I would just tell him to soak it all in. Just tell him the most important thing, preparation, and that thankfully that's what I learned at that age from Trevor. But just to enjoy it and enjoy every step of it. I think I would just teach him about what it takes to play quarterback a little more. You know, I think the confidence, the quiet confidence it takes to play quarterback at this level. So, I don't know exactly what I'd say, but that's pretty cool. I never thought about that.
Clayton, a couple of games left and then a bowl game likely in this college career. Got the championship game to play in. And, hey, soak it up. Enjoy. And really, best of luck with your personal development, because we got to pull an A in that one. We got to finish strong here. Champions will finish strong.
Beat the curve.
I got to. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Clayton.
You too. Clayton Thorson, the Northwestern quarterback.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.